think. Yeah, let's go. Ready? So it's like this. So it's pasuk from last week's parsha, but it's the yahrzeit today of the Mtalitzvi and Rapshitz. Schus again, Leni. Yeah. So the pasuk says like this. It says, "Lo asasu aval b'mishpat, b'amidah, b'mishkal, v'amisura." Okay. It says you shouldn't commit a perversion in justice, right? In measures of length, weight, or volume. And says, "Mosne tzedek, mosne tzedek, am tzedek, efa tzedek, min tzedek, yalchem, ani Hashem kachem, shartis kamer etzayim." So you shall have correct scales, correct weights, correct dry measures, and correct liquid measures. I'm Hashem your God, who brought you forth from the land of Egypt. Okay, so saying basically you should be trustworthy in like how you measure stuff. Now let's see the Halakha after the Rav. So like this. Ki ha'ikar ba'adam tikun ha'midos b'shleimus. The ikar of a person is the what? To fix your midos. For example, the whole, for example, what's going on your midah? Mem dal, hey? No? 49. So midah, which is the whole Indian of Derech Eretz Kamala Torah, midah is gematria 49, so 49 days of sphere. Yeah. This Rapshitz brings down that that's supposed to fix your midah, supposed to work on your midos. Right? Vim hu b'teva bal chesed, yisnag l'famim hefech tivel, v'skaber neged over Yitzonis Baruch. Let's say a person is normally someone who's a big bal chesed. Right? That you know, I mean, you're the guy who loves doing chassad to other people, being kind to other people, right? So sometimes you have to also go against people who go against the Ratzon Hashem. I mean, you hear him saying sometimes you'll be like, you have a person who's always like Milah Mitzchus, right? No, he's a holy Jew, right? Even if you see him on a cell phone on Shabbos, but he's a holy Jew. But sometimes you have to say, you know what? But being on a cell phone on Shabbos is wrong, and that's bad, right? You have to sometimes go against your Teva. Ha'aron haya bo midos shvuros. That's why it says the Aron had midos that were broken. Midos shvuros, right? Ulharos shami rotze ishe Aron letorah. Person wants to be an Aron for Torah. What does it mean, Aron for Torah? That the Torah goes inside the Aron Kodesh. Means what? You want to be someone who's exactly it's Torah inside you. If it is kain ba Torah and you want to live with Torah, tzarach shamidos of you kulam shvuros. All your midos have to be shvuros. Have to be like broken midos. Meaning what? Palm tzarach lios b'tov chesed. Sometimes you have to be someone who's doing a lot of chesedim. Palm bekas v'kina linkom nikmas Hashem l'kanes eskinaso. Standing up for kavod shemayim. Right? It doesn't mean to be angry. It means that you have to. Meaning that if everyone around you is just speaking lashon hara, you have to step up and be like, stop. Right? So everyone around you is doing inappropriate things. You have to step up. Right? You can't just be that I'm a big bal chesed, but I'm not someone who has yir shemayim. No, you have to have both. Right, upam begaiva, shigba liba b'darach Hashem, upam banava. I mean, sometimes you have to be b'darach gaiva, meaning what? Be proud to be Yid in front of other people who aren't so proud in Yiddishkeit. You have to show, no, Yiddishkeit's ikker, and I'm going to stand up for Yiddishkeit. Again, different times you have to be a big anav, right? Again, it's all about a balance in midos. Umish ain bo kol elu amidos, eino klum, who shuffle b'darach Hashem's barach. A person who's not an all-around player, right, doesn't work on all his midos, then what happens? Then you're nothing. Your avodas Hashem is nothing. You have to be consistent, right? V'zeh shekazav. That's why it says lo sa avos ra. It says efas tzedek v'hin tzedek. Okay. Yeah, where is the pasuk? Efas tzedek v'hin tzedek. Yeah. So it says like correct dry measures and correct liquid. So it says v'hin tzedek. So what's hin? So if you take what's gematria hin, hey yud nun. The rapture says gematria al tal nun yud, which is ades shem Hashem. So that name of Aleph Dal Nun Yud is Romans Lamidas Gevura. Sha'adam Tzarech Lisna Higba. Meaning it says Hin Tzedek. That within Tzedek you have that.
What's the translation of Hin again?
Hin, let's see, Hin Tzedek over here. Achem, Umonze Tzedek Amit Tzedek, Efas Tzedek. Says you have measures of correct weights, correct dry measures. Vihin Tzedek, and correct liquid measures. So literally it means liquid measures. But Al Pi Remez, Hin is Gematria Adnes, right? Now again, every Shem of Hashem represents something else, okay? So the Shem of Aleph Dal Nun Yud represents Gevura.
What was the Akadit again? What was that?
Akadit, that was the Shem of Lag Bomer. That was Pnei Elukim. Good. Okay? Gevura, meaning what? Rach Tzarech Sheyeh B'Tzedek. But that the Gevura you have, right? The Gevura means a what? The strength you have has to be with righteousness, right? And then what it says? It says Efa Tzedek, Ve'efa. So what's Gematria Efa? So Efa is Gematria what? Let's see, 96. It's Gematria Alta Nun Yud plus Kel. So now the Pasuk says to him, Chesed Kel Kol Yom. So the shame of Aleph Lamed corresponds to Chesed. So it says you have to have what? You have to have Adnus, which is what? Is Gevura. And you have to have Kel, which is Chesed. That meaning what? Shelefamim tzarech lios mimuzag midos chesed v'din. Dehainu midas rachmim. Right? You have to have both. You have to have rachmanas. Right? meaning that you have to mix them together. It's not enough to say I'm this guy or I'm this guy. Too much to the right, you have to be a Jew in the middle, right? You have to have a balance. The agav came betzedek. So he's telling us here that you see within the Ramazan for the Psukim that the Ikar Nekuda is what? That with my Midos, right, we have 7 weeks. Why don't we just have 1 week of Sfiras Omer and just do Chesed, right? Because it's not enough to be Baal Chesed. You also have to have Gura, and you have to have Tveres, and you have to have Netzach, and Hod, and Yisod, and Malchus. And if you don't have any of those, if you have one and not the other, or five and not seven, or six and not seven, seven, then you're incomplete. That's why it says, "Lo sasu avel b'mishpat b'amida." Right? It says you shouldn't commit a perversion in justice, in measures. Right? What does it mean, b'amida? So what's gematria mida? Said before.
49.
Mida gematria memtes 49, which corresponds to the days of Sfiras Omer. Is that what? That the whole in of Sfiras Omer
is
it's work on your midas, exactly. So mida gematria 49. Umitzvah le'amani yomei umitzvah le'amani shvui. And there's a mitzvah, I believe it's from the Menachos, that you have to count. For example, we say hayom shisha v'esrim yom shehem shalosh shavuos. Right? So we count the days and the weeks. So why both? Ki im lo yispar rak shvuos yerom es rak lezayin midos. Because if you only counted the midos, right? If you only counted the weeks, then again, each week, what did we say before? Remember, Chesed is week one, Gura. Then if you only counted the weeks, then it would be what?
Only
the seven midos. Uve ms kol mida klula mikolzayin. But really, the way it works, like we see, is that for example, you have Chesed sheb Chesed and Gura sheb Chesed, and that each one is kola within each other. Which means that what?
You gotta have one, two, three.
You have to have them all mixed. That you have to be consistent with all the midos. And that's what it says, V'chein tzarech lishbor kol hanagosav midosav. You have to break all your hanagosav with your midos. Sheyu midos shvuros. V'chol achas yeh klula mikol zayin. That midos shvuros means that what? That I'm not only about chesed. Again, we're just repeating it over and over again, that you have to make sure they're an all-around person. Right? That's how it works. For example, you want to go to the NBA, yeah? What's the best type of player? Someone who's not just the worst is when you have a guy who's just an offense player. Alright? Because what happens on a defense, so you ever realize that they foul the guy and then they take out and make substitutions. The best is like...
I heard of that rule. It's a technical
rule. Really?
The hacking.
No way.
Within the last 2 minutes of the game.
Okay, cool. I did not know that. Look at that. Right? So, for example, you have a guy who can play defense and he could be the best offensive player in the world. Right? At the same time. Why? And that's the type of player you want. You want, for example, in hockey. Right? The best thing about a player is when they can kill penalties and play on the power play. Right? Why? Because then that's an all-around guy, and you're getting your worth in them. Right? In baseball also. Right? The worst thing is like a DH, a guy who can't play defense, only plays offense. So it's good, but the best is to have a guy who's winning gold gloves and MVPs. Right? Why? Because that's an all-around player. So too in our midos, has to be all-around. You have to be consistent in all of them. Right? And you take Eifa, we said gematria melacha. Okay? Eifa is 96, and melacha is 96 also. So what's going on here? Listen, this is awesome right now. This is the Shabbos, right, okay? He sheshes yamim taseh malacha. Right, the whole Indian of the 6 days of the week is what? All about malacha. Right, which is, again, if you take, look, osios, aleph lamed, right, kel, and makeh, which is gematria adnus. Umora chesed v'din. Right, mean that what? That during the days of the week, the main avodah of the week is to fix our midos. That chesed and din, meaning chesed, it goes like chesed is considered on the right side, right? And gvur is considered on this side. But the nekud is to work on both of them together. So that's during the days of the week. Mash enkein Shabbos, kodesh, shebo Shabbos, el mikom lachto, rak chesed kelevat. Right, that Shabbos isn't a time of working on midos. Shabbos is just kulo chasadim. Yeah? Kulo chasadim. Now, here we go.
What does that mean, kulo chasadim?
Mean it's cool. Meaning what? Yeah, that's why we say on Shabbos, Lakel Asher Shavas Mikol Amasim. Right? Lakel, so we said Kel is Chesed. That Shabbos is a time of just Kulo Tov. Right? That's why we come into Shabbos. Normally, the way of the week is Sur Meira, the Ase Tov. On Shabbos, you come to Shabbos, what we say? Ove Hashem, Sinura. That the Avodah of Shabbos is the Ove Hashem, is the focus on the Tov. Like it's brought down from the Zohar that when Shabbos comes, like for example, we said Shal Shores, Krivu li, Chazuche li, delays dinim. That there's no dinim on Shabbos. Right? There's no Yetzirah on Shabbos. There's no Gehenna on Shabbos. It's time to focus on Chesed. But what do you see? That the Avodah of the week is what? Is to get the balance in my Midos. Okay? Vine, here we go. Shabbos, good. You ready? Vine, Shabbos, who? Lemala me'azman. Shabbos is something that what? It's Lemala me'azman. Right? V'lachain, ain't omer bo shechiyanu v'kimanu v'yenu mazman azeh b'shabbos. You don't say shechiyanu on Shabbos. Why? Because what does Shehecheyanu imply? But I'm saying anyway, maybe you think though, maybe you think to say, oh, you know, let me say Shehecheyanu now because it's beginning of a new week or end of the week. But Shehecheyanu you don't say on Shabbos. Why? Because what do you say? Lazman. And that's not Shaykh to Shabbos. You're not within the world of Zman. It's Lamalim and Zman. Right? Mash ain kein biyomtiv. Omrim Zman. For example, you come into Pesach, you say, Shehecheyanu v'kiyam Zman. Why wouldn't you light the candles for Shabbos, don't you say? Right? Zman. Shabbos is no Zman. It's Lamalim and Zman. Legamri. Right? Mash ain kein biyomtiv. Omrim Zman. Because what's Gematria Zman? Zman's Gematria Malacha. That the time Malacha is during the time of Zman. But Shabbos is that we don't do on. So why don't you do malach on Shabbos? Because the malam and it's not shaykh to the world of Zman. You're a different mensch. You're a different person, right? Ki akedusha ba'a bizman. Kedusha comes in Zman. Shagam be'inyan shu al pi azman yesh gam kin kedusha. When things go according to Zman, then you can bring that kedusha. V'lachein, therefore, melechas hamishka, melechas ochal nefesh, mutter biyomtiv mitamzeh. So for example, you're allowed to make food on Yomtiv. Why? Because it's within Malacha. But you're being the Kaddish, the Malacha. Right? We're coming to Zman Chayrusin. I mean, you know what? It's the Kedusha of the Zman of Pesach. Kedusha of Zman of Shuas. Kedusha of Zman of Purim. Right? Kedusha of Zman of Chanukah. Kedusha of Zman of Sukkot. Right? But when you come to Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos is the Mal. That's why the whole Indian series of Omer, we're counting Sheva Shabbos Timimos. Everything's about Shabbos. Why? Again, so you could say this in different ways. But to remind you that what you're coming, that the whole Nekuda is you're building everything around Shabbos. Like we say, Kol Misha Torech Be'erev Shabbos, Yochel B'Shabbos. Right? The Gemara says, whoever is Toreach, whoever works on Erev Shabbos, will eat on Shabbos. Right? So you're reminding yourself here, that's why it says like this. When was the Torah given? What day of the week? So the Gemara in Shabbos says, Kula Omer, everyone agrees that what? B'Shabbos, the Torah Yisrael. Torah was given to Klal Yisrael on Shabbos. That at the end of everything we're doing, of all spheres of Omer, what do you come to? Now you come to Man Torah, which can only come on Shabbos. Why? Because Torah is what takes you to Man Azman also. That's what Matzias of Shabbos. Okay? Vine. Shem Ma. Now look, I'll show you how this works, okay? You can write out Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei like this. Yud Kei Vav and Kei. Okay? So if you take that and spelling that shame like that, it's Gematria 45. Gematria Ma. Okay? Yeah?
Ma.
See? Ma. 45. Mem Hey? 45. So this is what he's telling you here. There's a shame called Shame Ma. Okay? Dahainu Havai Mila Alfin Gematria Ma Gematria Adam. So now it happens to be like this. I'll show you.
What's Ma?
It just happens to be Mem Hey is Gematria that. I'll show you quickly. Where's my sitter? So if you look, when we count Sefiras Omer, yeah, this is Kavan every night when you say Sefiras Omer, you're supposed to be Mechavim, you say the Bracha, Yud, K, Vav, K. Right? So that's Shema. Adam. Okay? So I don't know if he's going to say it's here, but basically the Nekuda is that because during the whole time of Sefiras Omer, you eat the Omer Tenu, you eat barley. It's a barley offering, which is food for an animal. But when you come to Shavuos, you're eating what? You're eating lechem again, regular, wheat, which is food of a person. So what's the difference? Is the whole process of Sefiras Omer to get the Shavuos is to make yourself into an Adam. That's why every night you're mechavin that shame, Ma, which is Gematria Adam. Because the whole goal of Sefiras Omer is to make you into an Adam. Yeah? Here we go. Shem Ruzal, Atem Kriyim Adam. That what we're, the Gemara of Yama says that we are called Adam. But Einu Mos Olam, but the Goyim aren't called Adam. Ki Be'adam Yesh Dam Shinota L'Taivos. Because in a person, you have blood that leans you towards Taiva, right? Desires. Rak kishimitzaref alufal sholam tainu horas havayv miler alfin shkamat your adam nasa starfas havayv nasa osios dam. Okay, so it goes like this. This is a very cool thing. Okay, if you have dam, what does blood represent? What does a dam represent in a person? It represents taivas, right? You have like, for example, you ever realize when you have a big taiva, your heart starts pumping, because that's dam. So what do you have to add to that to cool it down? So Hashem is referred to as the alufal sholam. So what does Alufo sound like? Aleph. So the Nekud is, you have to Aleph to the Dam. And then you brought in Hashem to the Dam, to the Taivas. What does that spell now? If you have Aleph plus Dam?
Adam.
So that's why a person is called an Adam. You're called Dam mitzad you, but you're called Adam mitzad you have Hashem in you too.
It's the Dam.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why we're called an Adam. And that's what we're doing over Sefiras Omer. You're mechavin every night this shame, Ma. to say that what I'm adding to my, I have taivas, but I'm adding aleph to it. That what Hashem, I'm helping you. I'm being mekasher to you. I'm being a neshama. Nasa etzdarfas vayas nasa osias adam, and you create adam. Yeah. Shalufo sholam shochin besoch adam shalo yavor al torah chasron berisi chasdam. That what happens that you bring the alufo sholam. So that's the whole mitzvah as to what why you're called an adam. Everyone know why we called an adam? It's because you add Hashem into you. When you connect yourself to Hashem, all of a sudden you become a mensch, become a person, right? V'acher kach hu shem ben. So this is cool also. So again, so that you have like that. This is a little deep, but it's good for the rapture. Okay. Then you have another way you could spell Hashem. Hashem is like this. Hey hey, vav vav, hey hey. Okay, so this is gematria 52. Yeah, yud vav dal hey hey vav vav hey hey. That's gematria ben. So what's going on with ben? Okay, humorish nasa idizeh ben lakadosh baruch hu. That what? Again, you see this happening left and right. All these different shemas of Hashem correspond to different things. So shem ben represents the what? That when I'm zocha to the shem ben, it means the what? I'm becoming a son to Hashem, which is the highest level, right? There's an eved, which what? Is a servant. And then there's a ben. What does a ben represent? A son. And the son can do anything with the father, right? Umiloi hahein romis shemekandish hahei chushim. So now you see, look, you see that this was an aleph over there. These are hays. So what does hey represent? So hey represents, Shane Ben represents, hey is that it represents the five senses. What are the five senses? Touch, talk,
sound,
touch. What do we know? Smell, touch, see, hear, see. And that's touch. What are the five senses? Why are we blinking on this? No, touch, smell, see, taste, hear. Right? So that's the hey. Or hey motzah sefer. For example, there's five. You could talk from your teeth, your tongue, your throat, right? Top of your mouth. And it says in the Gemara in Brachos that there's five things that are similar with our neshama tashem. Okay? Umida umidamet tzuru liyotra. Right? And the form to the one who former. Right? Vidabik hey tata shaleh mora hey motzah sapeh leheila shemora lehe devarim sheshava tzuru liyotra. Yeah, like this. The shem of ayyiv. Yud, kei, vav, and kei. So when you mekadesh the hey, which is what? The hey motzah sapeh, the hey chushim, then what happens? Then you connect yourself to the first hey, which represents what? That represents connecting that my similarities to Hashem. Represents being davak to Hashem. V'zesh akasav, that's why it says, kidoshim to you, ki kadosh ani. Kidoshim to you, right? You're going to be kadosh. Why? Because I'm kadosh. V'chol makam sha'ataya motzei geder erva, ta motzei kedusha. And Rashi says, what does it mean to be kadosh? From last week's parsha?
I think.
It's because there's that you stay away from arayos. So he says, why? Because wherever you see a geder on erva, wherever you see someone being careful with kedusha, right, be careful not to fall to taivas, that's where you find kedusha. Ki biosios kedusha, yesh os achas mikol he motzal sapeh. So let's see. So it says that within the letters of Kedusha, five letters, yeah? So you see, in each letter of Kedusha, there's one oath that corresponds to the Hei Motzal Sapeh. For example, let's see that here. Hei Motzal Sapeh. Yeah? So, okay, let me explain to you how the Hei Motzal Sapeh work. Right? There's 22 different letters of the Aleph, as you can say. For example, a Tuf and an aleph come from different places, right? Pei, all from different places, yeah? So look what he's saying here. If you look at the first one, it goes like this. Megichak, so that's a kuf, is from one place. A dalid comes from another place. It's a kuf, comes from the back of the top of your throat, right? A dalid from the tongue, right? The vav is from your lips, vav, right? The shin is from your teeth. The hey is from the back of your throat. So what do you get from that if you spell that out? Kedusha. Meaning what? That it's coming from five different parts of your mouth. Which represents when a person speaks to me to burn Kedusha, Kedoshim, that's what's Mekadesh you. And that's that hey of the Shem Avaya. Okay? And we said last night, if you take, what's the mantra? Peh? Peh. Peh hey. 85. Peh hey. 85 is mantra exactly Mila. Which is bris mila. Where does all kedusha come from? Kedusha is a bris. So when you speak with Diburim Kedoshim, it says that ubazay yikanich bris hamorshim chav niachad. And then what happens when you speak Diburim Kedoshim? Then what? Then your bris is also mikadosh. And Remez for Shabbos is that we have two brisos. It's called the bris ha lashon, which is how you speak, and the bris hamor is the bris mila. Okay, so lashon plus maor. So the Bnei Sar says if you take lashon plus maor, it's gematria exactly Shabbos. That Shabbos is a time where you mekadish yourself in how you speak and how you act, the Kedusha and the Kedusha Bris. So, this is Deep Torah. We should look at the Oros. I hear the Rav Shlomo Rav. See you at the Shmaya.